today we have Republican candidate and former city council member at large, David O, in Studio 2 to talk about his agenda. David, welcome.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
I want to start here. Give me one thing that you would do as mayor that none of the Democrats have proposed.
Well, I think probably the most obvious thing for me is to deal with our very inequitable, unconstitutional school district. And what they have not proposed is really a systemic change, which I would do, number one. I did it as a council person to change the governance structure. I believe the city should be divided into five zones. And there, each zone, the residents will elect a school board representative to be responsive to that, to them. And in that sense, create a greater level of transparency and therefore accountability. Those five members would run the entire school board, of course, along with the four that the mayor would appoint. But one of the problems that we have is after so many decades of talking about equity in the schools, it does not happen. And I think people are tired of hearing about equity in the schools when it is required by the Constitution. It is obviously something that every child deserves, and yet it never happens.
Yeah. One of the things that I heard you say would be a part of your campaign is transparency and accountability, specifically when it comes to taxpayer dollars. And you referenced COVID relief money and soda tax revenue. What do you think you would do differently? And what are some of the red flags that you've seen that has said, you know what, we need more transparency, we need more accountability when it comes to these two expenditures specifically?
Well, I think the reason there's a problem, and it's related to almost every topic you talk about the prisons just now. Because there is a lack of transparency, people don't actually know how much money is spent, where it's being spent, why it's not being spent. They should know, and therefore they would have a more accurate expectation of what their government is supposed to do. I run into so many people who say, "Yeah, I'm overtaxed, and it's really hurting me. But our city's broke, so I feel like they need the money." I tell them the city's not broke; it's just mismanaged. You know, the idea that you see potholes and cracked sidewalks and trash everywhere, you think the city's broke. I mean, you read about it; it's poorly managed, is what it is, and it will have a lot of consequences. But year after year, it spends money like it's not broke. And the money disappears. And where does it go? It's not just the issue that the resources are disappearing. The issue is what they're supposed to do doesn't get done. And when it doesn't get done, the culprits who are involved get away with it, and they go on to come back to our city time and time again. For example, we were talking about what happened to COVID money. I can't find out as a council member because I couldn't get a bill passed. I couldn't get a resolution passed. Therefore, I cannot by myself investigate that. But okay, the money's gone. That's a big problem in and of itself. But where's the consequences? How did that begin with? And will that happen again? When we talk about the schools, you know, okay, the inequity in the schools are because of what? People imagine it's because there's poverty in the schools, because the schools don't have enough money. They couldn't possibly deal with these issues. And yet they do have the money. And we have asbestos again and again. It's supposed to be resolved. The resolution is given to us in great detail. In the 1990s, there was how much money spent. There was hazmat suits, 20-pound bags, all very carefully done. It was not talking about encasing the asbestos in some chemicals. It was talking about the removal, and yet we're still talking about it. So when it comes to the performance of government, we have to know in greater detail what it is doing and what it is not doing, and we shouldn't give a pass to government. So many of the problems in Philadelphia originate from government failure.
Mm-hmm. So, but can you be a little more specific, though, because you talk about the COVID money or you talk about the schools. I hear a lot, and you're not the only person running for mayor, who says the problem is efficiency, the problem is mismanagement. But then you try to get into the details of like, well, what's the specific red flag? Like what is the specific thing that you would fix? And then oftentimes you just don't get a lot in terms of detail back. Like give me some detail.
Sure. Well, for example, when COVID first broke out, the mayor said, and I agree with what the mayor said, he said, COVID is unpredictable. We've never had this. I need basically a blank check. And he got tens of million dollars, and I voted for it because we didn't know if we were going to have to, you know, reopen some facility like Hahnemann Hospital or the Convention Center, buy respirators. We wanted to, the mayor to be able to act in a second's notice. But also, there was an emergency which then changed the checks and balances of our government, whereby city council no longer had certain abilities with the mayor, and the mayor could do things on his own. One of the things that happened is after his second request for another amounts of tens of millions of dollars, we never saw those respirators. We never saw the use of that money. We were talking about, you know, vaccines that were not going to be paid for by the city of Philadelphia, and then the failure to distribute them, particularly in African-American communities, where we read time and time again how black physicians were denied, and yet sitting on the commission with Dr. Farley, the health commissioner, was a very young person from Drexel University, had no background in this other than he once did a kind of like a vaccine distribution.
Okay.
The mystery is what happened to that. Now, here's where we differentiate, because I did a bill. I did a bill, and I tried to pass the bill to hold Dr. Farley accountable, to see where the money went, to have him come before council as required under the charter to get our approval for an extension of his emergency powers. But that was defeated. So for all those council members who voted against it, that's the difference of not trying to find out.
We are running out of time. I want to get one more question.
Yeah. And so, David, I got to ask you this. I mean, you're running unopposed in this Republican primary. And so you'll make it to the general, but it's been more than 20 years since a Republican even came close.
Yes, I wasn't around 20 years ago, so I can't explain
and
that.
Seven decades since a Republican ran City Hall. Yes. Why do you think you're the GOP candidate that's going to do it here in Philadelphia?
We have about 45 seconds.
Yeah, I think because Democrats, along with everybody else, want something better, and they're tired of the same rhetoric about solutions that never happen. I think the bigger problem is the collusion and complacency, and they want someone who is not connected to all of that, who not only talks about that, but has done things where they have distinguished themselves in their willingness to break down the walls of complacency and corruption in this city.
Well, there you have it. That is the end, by the way, of our entire series of interviews with mayoral candidates. The last person joining us is David O., the sole Republican running for mayor here in Philadelphia. David O., thanks for joining us right here on Studio 2.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We appreciate you being here.